USA Radio News.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is out of the hospital. The 85-year-old underwent surgery in New York on Friday to remove two cancerous growths on her left lung. As day five of the partial government shutdown continues, former State Department official and current Fox News contributor Christian Witten says President Trump has the advantage here.
The president has very much power, has a great deal of power in any shutdown, because people who don't watch the news every day actually do get bits and pieces of information and are much more influenced by the White House, by the president. It's just a much bigger spotlight.
Former acting ICE director Tom Homan is blasting House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi for calling a border wall ineffective and accusing President Trump of fear-mongering with illegal immigration issues. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are in Iraq for a surprise visit with troops and senior military leadership. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Russia is hoping to keep a communication channel with the U.S. open. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A top Russian official says Moscow expects a hotline between Russia and the U.S. military will stay in place despite the impending U.S. withdrawal from Syria. President Trump announcing last week the U.S. will withdraw all of its 2,000 troops in Syria, a move that will leave control of that eastern third of the nation up for grabs. Russia launching its military operation there in 2015 to back its longtime ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The Russian deputy foreign minister saying in an interview that would be a big mistake to dismantle the hotline that Russia and the U.S. have used. He says he sees no indications that the Americans would stop that line from operating. There's been no comment from the White House, though.
No one won Tuesday night's Mega Millions jackpot. The jackpot on Friday is set to be right around $350 million. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
This is a time of year when many folks start looking at their finances and plan for stuff moving forward. Dan Geltrude is a CPA. He joins Fox News and talks about some of the things you need to be doing right now to set yourself up for success in 2019.
Well, the first step is you want to review your assets, your liabilities, your income, your expenses. That's your starting point. If you're going to talk about New Year's resolution, everybody wants to lose weight, this is the equivalent of getting on the scale. You got to see where you are today, your assets, what you own, liabilities, what you owe, your income, what do you have coming in, expenses, what's going out.
Yeah.
The reason assets and liabilities are important, do you think you need to get rid of some assets in order to take care of some liabilities, especially after the holidays?
Geltrude also says a budget is key.
You need to stick to a budget. That's the plan. So you want to lay out exactly what type of expenses you have. And sometimes people's income varies throughout the year. Perhaps you're in a sales job. It goes up and down. So you really want to pay attention to both sides of that equation and make sure that you're properly prepared at all times.
A winter storm could make travel dangerous across the country. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A winter storm moving across the nation could snarl traffic and air travel in the next few days. It's dumping snow on Colorado, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.